Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Some people go treasure hunting with minimal equipment, a metal detector and a digging tool. Others load their car down with an unbelievable amount of stuff. Today, we're going to take a look at some suggested accessories for treasure hunters. But first, from our tips and tricks department, a quick tip. Laundromats at the bottom of hills.
What?
Okay, years ago, I lived in an apartment complex that had a laundromat in the basement of one of the buildings. The apartment had no individual washing machines or dryers, and several hundred people lived in the complex. They all washed their clothes in that basement laundromat. To get to the laundromat, you had to walk down a flight of concrete steps that were set in a steep hill. It was hard to see the steps when carrying a load of laundry, and many people preferred to walk in the grass alongside the steps so they wouldn't trip on the steps. One day I saw a lady slip and fall on the grassy slope. She dropped her laundry basket, and the clothes she was going to wash were scattered down the hill in front of her. She wasn't hurt, and she picked herself up and gathered her laundry and went on with her business. But that little episode gave me an idea. I took my metal detector to that grassy hill, and I quickly pulled over 30 dimes from it, many of them old Mercuries. I found a few other coins too, but mostly dimes. Why just dimes? Because the clothes dryers took just dimes. The washing machines took quarters, but I didn't find many of them, probably because a dropped quarter is easier to spot on the ground than they were picked up by the next person who visited the laundromat. So if you know of a laundromat at the bottom of a hill... Okay, back to our main topic, what to take with you when you go treasure hunting. Here's my list. Number one, a metal detector. Without this, the rest of the list really doesn't matter too much. Number two, a loop cover for your detector's coil. It looks like a frisbee and snaps right over the bottom of the coil. This little device saves your expensive coil from all the wear and tear that you give it as you scrape it across the ground. It costs about $7. Number three, headphones. If you're hunting in areas without much background noise, use a set of Walkman-type headphones. If there's a lot of noise around you, traffic, machinery, fast-flowing water, use a larger set of headphones that completely cover your ears. I personally seldom use the big headphones because they make my head sweat, and they're particularly uncomfortable in hot weather. But deeper coins give a softer beep, and you want to be sure you don't miss a good find because your headphones were drowned out by extraneous noise. Headphones that are made for indoor stereo listening are often too fragile to stand up well in the field. Get a pair of headphones especially made for metal detecting. Plan to spend about $25. Number four, a hunting knife. I've tried several different methods of digging coins, and for me, a hunting knife is the way to go. I cut a V-shape in the ground around the coin, about the size of a piece of pie. Then I carefully lift the plug without tearing it loose from the ground. The uncut side of the triangle serves as a hinge. I retrieve the coin, carefully replace the dirt plug, stomp it back into place, and move on. If you do this right, nobody will be able to tell you dug a hole. The knife's blade should be thick enough not to bend, but thin enough to dig easily into the ground. And, this is very important, the knife should have a rounded handle top, so when you push it into the ground, you don't rub calluses into your palm. Believe me, I learned this the hard way. Number five, a pinpointer. This wonderful gizmo looks like a walkie-talkie. The tip is a tiny metal detector that beeps when it gets within a half inch or so of metal. There are several brands of pinpointers, and they come in several price ranges. Some of them attach to your detector, and some don't. The one I prefer is Fred Wagner's TinyTech. It has an automatic interior switch that turns it off when you hold it upside down and turns it on when you lower the tip. So you save the battery when you're not using it, and you don't have to keep clicking the on-off switch. It also has a built-in light, so you can see into the hole you've dug. Here's how I use it. When I get a beep from my main detector, I first run the tip of the tiny tip over the ground where I got the beep. If the tiny tip beeps, I know the coin is right near the surface and I pop it up with a screwdriver. If I don't get a beep from the tiny tip, I dig my V-shaped plug as I explained earlier. I run the tip of the tiny tip over the plug and the edges of the hole, and it shows me exactly where the coin is. If I still don't get a beep, I know the coin must be deeper, so I enlarge the hole and repeat the maneuver. By my estimation, the pinpointer cuts in half the time required to dig a coin, which means my actual hunting time is doubled. This tool is like a TV remote control or a cordless telephone. You don't realize how much you need it until you actually use it. You can buy a TinyTech direct from its inventor and manufacturer, Fred Wagner. a great guy, at Tiny Tech Probes. That's tinytech-probes.com. TINYTEC-PROBES.com. And no, I don't get a commission, but I'm working on it. I found another probe that works well for its price, about $17, from Harbor Freight Tools. They have stores around the country, or you can go to harborfreight.com, HARBORFREIGHT.com, and type in metal detector in the search box. You'll see one there for $16.99. Number 6, an electrician's screwdriver with a blunted end. An electrician's screwdriver has a long, thin blade. Use a file or grindstone to smoothly round the point of the screwdriver so you're less likely to scratch coins as you probe for them. You use it to pop up those shallow coins and carefully extract coins from the edges of holes. Find them with your pin pointer, then retrieve them with your screwdriver. Number 7, a nail apron. Put your good finds in one pocket, junk in the other. When you go by a trash can, empty your junk pocket. When I'm hunting in a schoolyard or park, I like to pick up some pieces of pop cans that have been hit by lawnmowers and keep them in my junk pocket. These are ugly-looking things with sharp, jagged edges. If anyone ever approaches me to angrily tell me to leave, I can show them the sharp metal pieces and say, "Look what I'm picking up. Would you want your kid to fall on this?" That should confirm your usefulness. And remember to wear your nail apron high on your body so nothing falls out of the pockets when you drop to dig a target. Number 8, an extra set of batteries for your metal detector and another set for your pinpointer. There's nothing more maddening than having your batteries go dead in the field and you're miles from a store. And by the way, if you carry batteries in your pocket, be sure they're wrapped so their contacts can't short out by touching coins or keys or even each other. Right now on the metaldetectingforum.com discussion board, people are posting their experiences of getting burnt by batteries that heated up in their pockets. And yes, it has happened to me, and it is no fun. That pretty much covers the items I always have with me on a treasure hunting trip. Here's how I put it all together. I'm right-handed, so I carry my detector in my right hand. In my left hand is my digging knife, my screwdriver, and my Tiny Tech carried upside down so it stays turned off until I need it. When I get a beep, I drop to my knees and run the Tiny Tech over the ground. I dig with the knife or the screwdriver, depending on how deep the coin is, retrieve the coin and put it in my nail apron, and then I stand up to swing my detector for the next coin. Before I wrap it up, I want to point out there are tons of other metal detecting accessories that appear on the must-have lists of other treasure hunters. Some of these might strike your fancy. A handheld GPS unit, plat maps, a compass, a water scoop, a probe, a trowel, business cards that read something like "Have detector, will travel" to hand out to people who are watching, a gold testing kit for nugget hunters, a handkerchief to pile dirt on and then easily get it back into the hole by just dumping it out of the handkerchief. I've seen a frisbee used that way too. A pack of grass seed and a bottle of water with plant nutrient to really repair holes. And in some places, if you have the proper paperwork and feel the need, some treasure hunters carry a gun. If I've left something out, one of your favorite accessories, please drop me a line, and we'll take care of it in our next show. Drop me a note at thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in The Treasure Corner.